For the Ravens, it's on to San Diego on this holiday week. Hope you and yours are getting excited for a big Thanksgiving. The Ravens certainly are. Ravens players out and about in the community this afternoon as they help celebrate Thanksgiving week with all of their fans. And then on Friday, it's on the bus, on the plane, and then on to San Diego, where the Ravens will take an 8-2 record, and they will take safety Ed Reed with them. Word coming down this afternoon from the NFL, Ed Reed's suspension for one game has been overturned. He has been fined $50,000 for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Emmanuel Sanders, but he will be in the lineup Sunday against Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Good news all. The one guy who hopes not to be used at all on Sunday is our guest tonight on Ravens 101, and that is punter Sam Cook. Sam, thanks for visiting with us.
Appreciate it, Derry. Thank you.
You have that kind of job that's it's critical, like anybody on this team, but it's always best if we don't see you on the field because it means things are going your way.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's either going our way or it's going extremely wrong. But
good point.
Usually in our case, we'd like to see it going the right way, and it is good for the offense's sake. But for me, you know, I like to be out on the field, like to prove my worth and, you know, help out the team as much as I can. But like you said, Jerry, if I'm not out there, I'm also helping.
Well, you certainly proved your worth last week against Pittsburgh. 8 punts, and every one of them was a good punt, and you kept the Steelers kind of pinned back as often as possible. But nothing nearly as high profile as a week before against Oakland. From a pure punter standpoint of view, you set a team record with a 52.3 net for the game on 4 punts. Mm-hmm. But that's not what everybody remembers from the Oakland game. They remember your touchdown. Take us through your first NFL touchdown.
Well, you know, going out there and after Jerry called the play.
Jerry Rosberg.
Jerry Rosberg.
Teams coordinator. Not
yes.
Me. I mean, I appreciate the love, but it wasn't my call.
Yeah. Well, as we were going out there, Jerry had called it. And it was our job once we go out there, we see the formation, figure out what type of look they're in, if they're going to be in a safe or an overload or whatnot. We kind of figure that out between me and Morgan and Ed and the guys up front. And they put in the right. You know, the right formation. It was all set up with an overload to the right, and it was soft on the left side. So we kept it on. I told Tucker it was on. And after that, you know, it all goes by instinct, you know, from practice and that type of in practice. And Morgan had a great snap. I'm running up the hole, and I see Gino right in front of me. Didn't know which way he was going to take it. Well, he just kept on pushing him back. So I knew it was my job to wait, be patient. I've learned a lot from Ray Rice, watching him run and all the running backs.
Slow two, fast through.
Exactly. So right. I was patient and decided to hit the hole right at the right time and was not even touched. So,
how much of a sell job is it, and how hard is it to hold your poise, knowing that you know, a second before the snap, realizing, okay, I'm going to run with this ball, and I'm hoping to get a touchdown?
Yeah, well, it turned out kind of in our favor, just for the fact that we went out there, we saw the look, and I was able to, rather than sit there and think about it before that, I just ended up calling it, and we went with it. So wasn't too much to think about, and the snap, like I said, the snap was great, so I didn't have to think about that. I knew the guys up front were going to be doing well, like they always do, and all it was up to me was to catch the ball and go through the end zone.
And obviously you practiced it all week, and you've probably mm-hmm. practiced at different points in the season. So as the hole opens up, and there you are, Moses and the Ten Commandments, you're walking right through the sea of bodies.
Right,
you realize you're going to score. At what point does it cross your mind, what am I doing with the ball?
Oh, exactly. As soon as I cross over the white line, you know, coincidentally enough, me and Morgan and Tucker had talked about it during that week. For whatever reason, we were like, well, what happens if we score? And, you know, Tucker brought up his thing. Tucker'd be a little more outgoing. He'd probably come up with some kind of dance, maybe the Gangnam-style dance. I, on the other hand, maybe a little more subtle. I was like, I'd probably just spike the ball. Needless to say, I got in the end zone, not thinking I ever would. And the first thing that came to my mind, I was like, man, what am I going to do with the ball? So that's why it took me the 5 yards to slow down. Once I slowed down, I was like, got to spike it. So I put everything I had into it.
And did you get to keep the ball? Do you have the ball?
I did get to keep the ball. I gave it to William. They ended up painting it up, and then I got it back on Saturday. So I took it home, put it in a case, and sitting in the house.
Spectacular.
Ravens One-on-One is presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.